MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to the heartbeat of the seller community, eBay Radio. Here is your host, Griff.
And we're happy to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is August 4th, 2015. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 607. On today's show, we'll explore Facebook advertising for eBay sellers. We'll help you overcome obstacles. And we'll get 7 tips for negotiating at estate sales and swap meets. Want to hone those skills? We'll learn 5 things every new seller should know and discover 3 places to score free or almost free stuff to sell. Ooh. We'll also take your calls, as we do every week. But first, here's the eBay Radio News brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network.
Rose Garden, wrestling, and stags all feature in today's eBay Radio News for August 4th, 2015. I'm Lee. Lynn Anderson passed away a few days ago. Her version of this song was one of the biggest country hits.
Pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine.
You know, she was 67, and that wasn't the only song that she did.
Everyone thinks it's just some sort of trite pop love song. You got to listen to the lyrics.
Listen carefully to those lyrics. That's all I'm going to say. She had 11 songs reach the top of the country charts, and she was the first female country singer to sell out New York's Madison Square Garden and the first woman to win an American Music Award. We found 1,852 results in the eBay search engine, and many of her albums, singles, and memorabilia are listed. By the way, Griff, a lot of people don't know this. I have a little trivia. She was also a featured singer on the Lawrence Welk Show for 2 years. A lot of people do not know that.
I did not know that.
And her mother, Liz Anderson, was a very prolific songwriter, and her dad was too. But Liz Anderson wrote songs for everybody, including 2 of my favorite Merle Haggard songs, My Friends Are Gonna Be Strangers and I'm a Lonesome Fugitive. So she came from a show-busy country family there.
And you can find her stuff on eBay.
Yes, you can. We found 1,852 results. You know who else passed away? I don't know if you're into wrestling. I'm not.
Oh, yeah. I saw this. Yeah. What's his name?
Piper. Rowdy Roddy Piper reportedly died in his sleep on Friday of cardiac arrest.
That was sad.
He grew up on an Indian reservation in Saskatchewan, got into wrestling at a young age, taking his nickname and entrance gimmick from his other hobby, bagpiping. We found 3,522 items listed on eBay for Roddy, including an action figure for $1,500.
He was in a movie called They Live.
Yeah.
You remember that?
He was in a few movies.
But he was really funny in that. That was a funny movie. He was funny in it.
Well, both of these people passed away very early.
Yeah, because how old was Roddy?
I think in his 60s.
Oh, God.
She was 60, in her 60s also.
Well, you've got 10 years on me when it comes to dealing with this sort of stuff. But it gets pretty hard hearing people, when you read about people who died.
That you're almost your age or younger.
Or younger.
I know.
And I say, what have I done to deserve this extra time?
Exactly. You know, you can take your extra time. Because eBayers are going to be flocking to eBay, you need to take your time to flock to eBay for the big 20th anniversary celebration event. It's for sellers.
In San Jose, we are 20.
We are 20.
At the San Jose McHenry Convention Center, eBay wants any level seller, from newbies to vets, and registrations available on a first-come, first-served basis. Honestly, there are only going to be so many seats, so don't wait. The registration fee is $95. There'll be more information during the eBay radio show later today. Griff, the United Nations Climate Change Conference is going to be held in Paris, France in November. This will be the 21st yearly session of the Conference of the Parties, known as COP21. And eBay's Global Director of Sustainable Operations, Lori Duvall, will be there. She was interviewed by GreenBiz.com, and when asked what she hoped would be accomplished, she said, "My hope is that COP21 will be the climate conference that will, at long last, deliver a universal, legally binding agreement that will enable us to effectively combat climate change and boost the transition towards resilient, low-carbon societies and economies." We hope to bring Ms. Duvall on the radio show after the conference.
Yeah.
Duvall was trained as an environmental biologist. It could be a fascinating interview.
It could.
And
it could just fall flat. We'll see.
And we found this fun listing over in the UK.
You did you?
Griff, picture this.
I'm trying.
You're going to get married. But you have no male friends to have a stag party with. Who are you going to call?
Me?
Well, a group of Englishmen are touting their services as a ready-made stag party that will take you out, get you all smashed and partied up before you tie the knot.
Wait a minute. Back up a minute.
Okay.
These are for guys who have no male friends?
Yeah.
Why are they, I mean...
But listen to this. You go, they don't need, these guys, it's five English guys in their 30s.
Yeah.
They'll take you out, get you, you know, sloshed, partied up before you tie the knot.
Yeah.
The party itself will take place in Sheffield with the group of, it's seven men in their 30s. Drinks and accommodations are included. The winner of this auction is going to, the seller says, we're not interested in whether you're getting married or not. But for one night, you'll be the center of attention.
So oh, brother, this makes me very uncomfortable.
The deal includes an entertainment package, including the liquor and other fun stuff guys do during stag parties.
Yeah, here, have a drink.
That's eBay Radio
News. You wake up next morning with your underwear stuffed in your mouth.
For August 4th, 2015. Griff.
What?
That would be a good time. Brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping.
All right, here we go. You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment's brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. You know, that scenario actually sounds like the beginning of a great sort of...
movie.
Murder mystery or something.
Oh, God.
Or one of those terrible movies where everything goes wrong.
Well, not until you mentioned the part.
Well, how could I not mention it, really? Was I saying what everyone was thinking?
Yeah.
I can't imagine that I am so pathetic. I mean, I'm not so pathetic that I couldn't find a nice woman to marry me, but I'm so pathetic I have no friends. I have to rent friends for a stag night.
That's pretty pathetic. But, you know, maybe you've been with this woman for a few years and the two of you just, you know, you moved to a new place. I'm just thinking
maybe you're a male lesbian. I don't know.
Or something. Right. I don't know.
This is all confusing to me. I don't understand the world anymore. Boy, back in my day, things were a lot simple. You dropped a tab of acid and you just let things be.
And that's it.
Right.
You had a party.
Well, even if it was just in your own head, which is a great place to have a party. My head is the best party venue in the world.
Oh, I got something that's going to excite you then.
What?
Good news for iPhone users, Griff.
Ah, good segue.
The eBay Radio mobile app is now live again in the Apple App Store.
What happened? Can you tell us?
I'll tell you. I'm embarrassed, but I'm going to tell you. All you have to do is search for the keywords eBay Radio, two words, then download it for free.
Yeah.
Droid users, you can find your free eBay Radio mobile app in the Google Play Store by searching for eBay Radio, all one word. It's kind of confusing. I'll tell you what happened. I forgot to pay my developer fee for the year. Yeah, real funny.
Oh, you dizzy woman.
Very funny.
Oh, I'm so glad it was a problem that I'm not the one to blame.
Yeah, you got to pay $99 every year to be an Apple developer.
Ah, so if you don't pay it, Apple just shuts you off.
Yeah.
They take your stuff down. Oh, they are so cruel.
You know, and I'm trying to figure out what is going on, and I'm calling Liquid Compass, and I'm thinking you guys did something wrong.
Thank God I don't work for a company that does that. Oh, wait.
You know, and then, yeah, really. It's just gone. You know, they take it down.
They just take it
down. I mean, they should have called me.
Well, they figured that's going to get your attention.
They should have called me and said, Lee, you didn't pay your $99.
Yeah, but this is more effective.
Yeah, really. No kidding.
It lets you know in a way that is definitely not ambiguous, and it shows who's boss.
So that's what happened. It was all my fault.
Yes.
It was. You know, their notification system is lacking a little bit.
I'd say, if I forget to pay the electric bill, at least they text me and say, hello.
And you get plenty of time, right?
You get warnings,
if you don't pay your electric bill, I mean, I can remember in the old days. Now I have the money to pay it, but there was a time when...
Well, in the old days, a guy in a black hat and black coat with a big long mustache used to show up with a huge pair of scissors, and he'd cut the wire, and he'd twirl his mustache and say, and sneak away.
But, you know... the reality of it was back then, they let you know several times. And
yeah, they threw rocks at your window.
You know, and then you paid it or you didn't. But yeah. The lights went out. But
right.
They didn't really, I think they probably notified me one time and I didn't get it.
Yeah, well, you're to blame.
Yeah, I'm
That's
to blame.
That's how they look at it.
It's me.
Right.
This
like a big
me.
Finger pointing at you saying,
yeah.
You did this.
But you know, we've all done things like this. It's not just me. I'm not gonna beat myself up over it,
no,
but it's embarrassing.
No. Well,
I could have lied, you know. I could have said, those darn people at Apple. You know, I could have done that, but no, I decided to tell the truth.
I forgot. I have the money, but I forgot to pay an Amex bill a few months ago, so I paid it a day late. And they sent me a mail saying that because you paid a day late, now your interest rate has gone to 25%. So I went, oh, yeah? I went and paid the whole thing off and said, now who's making money?
Griff.
What?
It's funny you should say that.
Yeah. This is how they make money.
I just did the
Kinda
same
like the business
thing
model.
About 6 months ago. I was one day late paying my Wells Fargo credit card.
And that's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to charge me 25%? Well, yeah.
So I paid off some stuff the other day. I actually paid off a few things. And what I did was I paid off my credit cards that have the higher interest rates. Makes sense to do that, folks. You know,
they don't make any money if you don't carry a balance.
You can move your balance on something that gives you, like the credit union, for instance, gives you 0% until 2016.
Yeah.
You know, you can get that paid off with no interest for a few months. So, anyway, it makes sense to do that.
Everything counts because all that money you save can be going into your business on eBay for new inventory.
You can be buying inventory.
Exactly. See how we tied that up?
Very good.
You know something? We're good. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Up next, Facebook ads for your eBay items when we continue with eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details, local or long haul. Chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit roadie.com.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to campaigngo.com.